step in the food chain, you know. But make it personal. Make everyone have to be responsible for what they're dealing with, because so many people are hiding. And I must say also, I think many people are duped, because so much of this is compartmentalized. People are only aware of their little part, not understanding the whole machine that they're part of.
No, you're dead right, Ollie.
And I tell you, during the Second World War in Denmark, I was born in Denmark. I grew up in a family that was very much involved in the Danish resistance movement and so on. One of the things they did, the guerrilla in Denmark, was that they sabotaged the German tanks by putting a spoon of sugar in the tank. Let's put some sugar in this whole machine. You know, let's go in there with a sweet smile, totally fearless, in bravery, non-violent, and add sugar.
I think we can do that. I think we can actually have a lot of fun trying to...
Right, dead right you are. Let's be happy. Let's dance through this. But a fearless dance, because we're up against to be dark, invincible powers. I say absolutely not. We only think that they're powerful because they're hiding. Put on the light. Light on conspiracies, put on the light in the dark, and they will creep out.
Worms.
I'm not saying worms. I do not see. I look down at these people. I don't. They. If we had not been totally brain dead and asleep for so long, we would not be in this situation.
No.
We have needed to get. We need a sledgehammer between the eyes to wake up. We're still not awake.
What more of a sledgehammer do we need, though? With
my
Palestine
exact and... point. I mean, like, come on. So, this is a beautiful time, but a wake-up call. It is now. We cannot sit and play with our belly buttons anymore. This is the time.
Okay, well, Ollie, Max, and Zen, it's just a dream having you three guys talking about this, and an inspiration would be an understatement. What solutions have you actually, you know? I mean, it's all well and good having the vehicle for the solutions, but you know, Ollie and Max, you've been on my show quite a few times. Zen, our motto here is seeking solutions, and I've only been involved here for nearly 4 years, but it's been on the go for over 5 years. And it's always been seeking solutions. And because of you guys and all the fantastic guests and all the brilliant shows that are on People's Internet Radio, we've not only sought out solutions, we found them. They are being used in the courts of law over here. They're being used saving people's homes. They're being used on the ground level. On bigger levels, we're talking about solutions and plans moving forward, changing the judicial system, maybe having common law courts, maybe having all these things, maybe. But at the moment, it is a maybe, maybe. What solutions are you offering to launch this spearheaded group?
Well, the thing is, like, there's people all over the world that want to do something but don't know how to connect with each other. So that's what this will do.
Okay.
We'll be able to connect. And the thing is, you know, who's got all the solutions for this system? But through the connector that we've got there, the community connector, and having the approach that everything you're facing is basically an abusive office, and taking that approach in different communities, you're going to have people posting what they've done, what works, what doesn't, and being able to collaborate with other people. You're going to have lawyers and all sorts of people signing up to this as well that want to get involved. We've already got lawyers that want to be involved. There's a barrister I've got that wants to sign up and be involved in
Brilliant.
It. So there's legal advice there for us to find a way through it. I mean, the legal system's fiction. It's all rubbish.
Yeah.
But it's a double-edged sword at the same time. We can use it against these people if we can put the concept in enough minds. And all we've got to do is link people up together. So, because everyone's got a piece of the puzzle. Everyone's got an idea. Everyone's got an idea of something that might work.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can get enough people putting their ideas on the table, we're going to find a way through it.
Brilliant.
I mean,
think
like
so.
I said, I don't have all the solutions. What I want to provide with this is a mechanism so we can find one. But we've got to have the mechanism and the vehicle to be able to link all of these people and all of these groups up together so that we actually go somewhere, because we've talked long enough. There's all of this talk about what's going on and all this bad stuff that's happening. But there's no pathway towards solution. And, you know, I don't know what the ultimate solution is. I'm suggesting abusive office and using their language against them.
Mm-hmm.
If someone else has got a better idea, I'm all ears. I'm quite open for it. But we've got to create the mechanism whereby that idea can be put on the table. And that's what Four Circle Project's about, because everywhere you go, there's people, I get emails from people all the time saying, I'm lonely, I know all this stuff, but I've got no one to talk to, I don't know how to instigate any action in my community. Well, they can log on to this community connector, they can find people in their area who are interested. If they can't, there'll be a mechanism there whereby they can join up with an online group or whatever. We'll have all different sorts of mechanisms in place so that we can all start collaborating. And when someone finds something that works and we get a mechanism, say someone does call abusive office in their local council and actually get charges brought against their mayor or something, we need to know this. We need to have this information shared. We need to know what the process was so we can share it with everybody else.
Absolutely.
The things like Pippa King's been doing with Freedom of Information Acts and all of this sort of stuff.
Mm.
We'll get her onto the site and she'll be sharing her methods of doing these sorts of things. Finding every way we can to be like a bunch of little terriers just nipping these guys at their heels until they fall over. You know, we'll find a way through it, but if we can put this concept into the minds of the people that we can do it and we have a mechanism to link them all up, then this is a huge step towards recovery. I really believe it. And like I say, I'm not offering remedy with this. I don't know what the ultimate remedy is, because the ultimate remedy has got to come from the hearts of the people.
Yeah.
I mean, all of this can only work if people want to get involved. I mean, we can't save them. We can't say, well, here is the solution. Fill out this form and you'll be free. People have to participate in their own salvation. That's the only way it's going to work. So what I'm trying to do with this is provide a vehicle whereby they can do so.
No, Max, that was an absolutely fantastic reply. It really was, because the solution, I'm saying, what solutions are you offering? Sure, you have the bloody vehicle and someone has to be driving that vehicle and keeping it all together. And I couldn't think of better people than the wise people I've heard on my shows over the years, and Max and Ollie, and now I've just met Zen. Definitely, it's a fantastic thing you're doing. The legal side of things, people have to get their head around. And as you say, it's a fiction. Pat Veldon, who has a fantastic show here on People's Internet Radio on a Monday night, Scotland is Free, says, he's in the chat room there, and he says, legality will never change the plan to create their reality for we the people to live in. As law, legislation is beneath we the people as the source of all law.
Sean?
Yes.
Do you know, to me it feels like we're in the middle of a dark night.
Okay.
Everything looks dark. Then this is a vehicle that we're trying to construct, a vehicle that can move forward. The truth and bravery, and that would be the driving force. The truth would be the light. But we're going through a dark night without, people are saying, what is the end goal? We have no idea. The end goal is that there will be light everywhere, but we have to drive through. We have to set the focus on a specific point and then keep them moving the vehicle. The headlight will only show a couple of hundred meters all the time. We will only be able to see a little step at a time. But we need, as long as we keep the focus and keep the movement going, it will take us there in the end.
No, I agree. I mean, Ollie, basically, I mean, there is no hidden agenda for me, for example. It's surely, you know, I've got children. I want them to live in a place where it's better than the place I lived in. Certainly not worse. And then those headlights, as you say, you know, further and further as we go along, we just want to create heaven on earth for everybody around us. It is as simple as that. There is no hidden agenda other than that. And I think any human being who gets to the point of thinking about this, surely that's the same agenda.
Well, there are, and there's steps. There's steps that have been taken to bring us here, and we've got to find the steps to lead us back. We really do.
Indeed.
And the most important thing is to talk in a language that the common people can understand. It's no good preaching to the choir. We've got to speak to the sleeping masses in a language they can understand, which is why I'm choosing to use legal and political jargon to do it, because they can understand it. Mm-hmm. It's non-threatening to them. They don't have to go down any rabbit holes. Mm-hmm. They can see it right in front of their face, and that way we've got their attention. Then we can show them all the other stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, I mean, it's a scary place we've been through to come out the other side without being totally depressed and angry and with the realization that all we've got to do is take back the power and stand up in our own individual sovereignty and treat each other with respect. It basically is that, isn't it? And listen, I can offer a vehicle of at least my show and hopefully the whole of people's internet radio if they're into it. I can't speak for everybody, but I think you have a definite radio platform here and based in Ireland or Scotland or, well, Europe. On the internet, then it's global. I'd love to get involved with the Full Circle project in any way I can. I've got some amazing ideas that I've been talking to other radio hosts with as well, and that's joining us together in a massive event to wake people up. So these sort of things that are plans and talk, we need to action them. We need to put them into action. Now you've got your Full Circle project on the go. It's organically grown since the last time we spoke about it, Max. And it's absolutely brilliant to find that this is now going to be expounding out to the whole of the planet, really, and bringing us all together, because there are enough people around this globe who are awake and who do feel frustrated and want to do stuff to make things happen for the better.
There's an expression, Sean, says the boat has to be in motion for the rudder to take effect.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people are afraid to push off from the shore. They don't know what direction the boat's going to go if they jump in it. If they start paddling, they don't know where it's going to go. Well, you get moving and that rudder will take effect. Some people might go one direction and take action one direction. Others may go a whole nother way. Unpredictable ways will happen.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful, spontaneous things. But until people step out and get into motion, we're not going to see anything. We're all tired of waiting for saviors, waiting for leadership, waiting to be told what to do. I mean, this has kept humanity in bondage for eons. It's time to awaken individually. Each person is the revolution. That can't be emphasized enough. Each one of us is the awakening. Mm-hmm. That has to happen first.
Absolutely. And on ground level, you know, you can turn to your right and you can see people doing wrong, and we either, you know, ignore it, let it happen, or we do something. Mm-hmm. You know, we have that choice. And by the way, if there's someone to your left and they're doing good work and they're struggling and they're having trouble trying to do good stuff, surely the least we can do is make sure that they're spoken about well. And if not, give them a bloody hand.
Yeah, send them some energy, give them some money.
Whatever.
Share some encouragement, show some love. People, a big part of this revolution is being spontaneous, responding to what we're seeing day to day, whether it's somebody on the street, you're standing in an elevator, being alive where you are, learning to live an alive life is being who we are now. And we cannot begin to estimate how powerful one little conversation can be. And living that lit life, anybody can do. You don't have to be anybody, you don't have to have anything. You just start being alive, responding to the world around us, which society conditions us not to do.
Yeah, and you mentioned conditioning, Zen, Yeah, Pio Folan in the chat room is saying maybe schools need to be set up to keep the children from the brainwashing they're getting. You know, because they've got the education system wrapped up. I mean, seriously, they're just producing consumers and people who are going to be institutionalized back into the education system.
Yeah, or events for children, that wake-up events for children.
Definitely.
By loving, you know, guiding parents that can help unwind the programming.
Do you know, Sean, I saw this, they had made this, they interviewed people all over the world, Muslims, Hindus, Sikhs, Christians, whatever, about what they wanted out of life,
mm-hmm.
you know, to see where are the conflicts from and how big can we ever become friends and can we ever stop wars. I think it turned out that everybody wanted more or less 95% the same thing. And then there was about 5% that they disagreed upon. So the thing is that we think that because what we've seen is that there's always wars going on in the world and so on. I would say so. It might be very simple to turn it around, that we can accomplish a war at peace.
Yes, well, there might even
a world at peace. Sorry.
Well, there might be a possibility that, you know, with an awakening, and I do think there is an awakening going on, that, you know, people in uniform and who are, you know, going out and agreeing to kill other people in other countries and stuff, they are the ones that we need to wake up. And maybe there'll be a peaceful military coup, as the ones that are giving the orders for war are actually told, no, we're not having that. I think you should leave, you know, and, it'd be lovely if the guns were turned around and pointed on them. No bullets fired, but just to stop them from continuing their madness, with greed and war.
But it's also like some wise person have said that if you want world peace, you need to get this peace inside of you. You need to make peace in there so that once you have the peace there and you approach these so-called violent people, you will be able to meet them in a way that will transcend the obstacle, not end up with creating even more violence.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was out walking the other day, and I think when we take a break, I might put a tune on, obviously, but I might play a little 1 minute track that I just recorded myself talking about this very subject, Ollie, about, you know, people who go to war and what they're doing and why are they doing it, basically. So I might play that in the break as well. So, guys, do you want to take a wee break now and, have a tune on, or should we carry on a little bit longer, as they say? But it's,
listen, Sean, first one of your poems.
One of my poems. Okay. Ollie, pick a number between 10.
No, it's Max time. Oh, Zen.
Zen has never done.
77.
77. Can I read you Zen, page 77 from my book, please?
Of course.
Okay. Ooh, the lighting isn't very good in here. I hope I remember it. Hang on, page 77. Live radio. Don't you just love it? Okay. Well, this is quite prevalent to me. I've just finished doing an audio book for my blind uncle, whose son is Brendan Boland, who was the guy who was the child, the young child who was abused by Brendan Smith, the Catholic priest. And my cousin was one of the instigators, if you like, with exposing the Catholic Church abuse of children. And this poem was written quite a while before that, and I didn't even know that my cousin had been abused when I wrote this poem, but it's about that stuff. It's called It Looks Like Evil's Won, and it goes like this, Zen. When I was a small child, I don't know about you, I listened to my elders and believed them to be true, told to speak when spoken to only, and not say what I could see, only made me doubt them, question them, because I saw so much hypocrisy. I saw men of the cloth, and women just the same, doing the most unspeakable things, yet speaking in God's name. If the things they did were holy, and their acts were justified, I wanted to have a word with God, and believe me, I have tried. To tell him that he's got it wrong, if he agrees with what they've done, the hell his church put children through makes it look like evil's won. There you go.
Wow, powerful.
Well, that was a bit heavy, but on the non-political side, we have paedophile rings and Satanist nutters and all sorts of strange people getting away with all sorts. Don't we? So, shall I move into... That's just shut everybody up. Shall I move into putting a track on, or we'll take a wee break, shall we?
You do that.
Okay, brilliant. I'm just going to put on Asher Hay. Yeah, Neil Young, Living with War.
Oh,
I want to know how many people in the military, in the army, in the navy, in the air force, in the secret services, how many want a war? Well, quite simply, if they answer truthfully and honestly as a human being, none of them. None of them want war. Now, if any of them answer yes, I do want war, then we are not dealing with a soldier. A soldier who will care for his people, for his country, for his family. I should have said family first. For his family, for his people, for his country, for his world. His answer would be no, unless he is a psychopath. So we're not dealing with a soldier. We're dealing with a psychopath. So will every man and woman that is a member of the military in any of its guises, in any of its uniforms, I want you to answer truthfully. Do you want war? I hope you answer correctly. And welcome back to Out of the Bag. This is Sean Maguire live on People's Internet Radio. That's www.peoplesinternetradio.com, where we are seeking solutions. And that was the fantastic Neil Young with Living with War, followed by just myself having a bit of a rant when I was out walking. there you go. So welcome back to Out of the Bag. And we're having a few problems with the internet. It's flashing on and off, but I do hope I still have the wonderful Ollie, Max and Zen with me. Are you there, lads? Brilliant, brilliant. So listen, we had a bit of a break, and I'm sure that you, I don't know, you sort of battered each other around the head and said, I'm talking next. No, I'm joking. You had your look. Is there anything that we should be covering? Is there anything that we should be talking about that can add substance to what we're doing here?
Let's play. Put him on the spot. Wow. If anybody would approach me at any time and ask me that question.
Yes.
For me, it's all about, not just the awakening and the dynamic of the awakening, which is extreme.
Okay, we're breaking up again there, Zen.
Recognizing the awakening.
Sorry, Zen, could you repeat?
They realize that it's not just a concept. Sorry, I'm not breaking up. It must be the sound.
Sorry, yeah, okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you perfectly now, but we didn't catch the beginning of what you were saying, Zen, so sorry about that.
I was saying if I stop to evaluate what's most important to me or pressing on my current perspective, at least one of the things, I mean, it's always regarding the awakening for me, because this dynamic of people raising not just in consciousness, but activation, is what this transformation is all about. It's spiritual, it's vibrational, but it's also very practical, which is what has excited us about Full Circle, and the practicality. But I think it's important people recognize that this awakening is happening. It is extremely empowering when you can learn to identify how it's happening. Like the story of Pippa King, she spoke at the AV6 conference, and she's a mom, a simple, loving mom, and her child was saddled with this RFID bracelet thing in her school, and turned out to be the first test in England, and she said, this isn't right, and she went after it. And now she's, I don't know how many years she's been at it, but she's been an avid activist. And when she spoke at the conference, she didn't say, people need to do this or you need to do that. She just told her story. And she went after it. She learned how to do freedom of information requests, which she shares that information freely. She actually changed legislation right at the heart of the English government, as well as local legislation. She was activated. This is a very profound change in one person's life that affected millions. And we're seeing it more and more. People can have anything from losing a child to a vaccine, or a child succumbs to autism due to vaccines, and a parent wakes up and realizes they need to take action. It can even be a life after death experience. It could be, there's so many things that are happening to people, awakening them from different sectors. And if you look with expectancy and anticipation, and I don't know what I'd say, with eyes of understanding, you'll see it in the news every day, not just the bad news, but you'll see it in people around you, you'll see it in people's eyes, especially if people would learn to reach out and talk to people, ask questions, or check out person, somebody you're walking next to, animate, and you'll find that there's people all over having hugely transformational experiences, or they're beginning to, and the water's breaking in. And this is, when you become aware of this, you also start to see that the matrix is really crumbling. They're afraid of us. We are what they fear, which is why they foist all these horrendous mechanisms on humanity, you know, from poisoning the air, water, food, and, you know, surveillance, electronic, screwing us up electronically, everything else. We are what they fear, which means you can extrapolate that and realize that we have not only our numbers, we have tremendous potential that we need to tap into and activate. And that's why it's to me, the awakening is a multidimensional opportunity. And we're finding, we need to discover the gifts we have within us and step into the role of the warrior, as we talked about during the AB6, the warrior within us that's willing to step out there and rise to the occasion and do everything within our power. We have our children, our immediate effects, our children, our homes we're living in, our environment. If we can't learn to activate and participate, we should be ashamed of ourselves. So the full circle is just one manifestation of people who care, and are willing to give all to make this happen. And it's happening organically. There's a lot to be encouraged about. And it's important we see those with those kinds of eyes.
Absolutely. I think it's fantastic that you have that much. The three of you bring so much positivity to the airwaves, and it's really, really important for people to know that even though this does look like a fantastically big, massive boot coming down on top of us, that, you know, we can take that shoe off and tickle its toes and it'll go away. I don't know where that came from, guys.
That's
sorry.
It. That was a great answer, Zen. That was a really, really good. Well, I don't know whether I need to really say anything after that answer. That was a really good answer.
It was, but I'm sure you've got something to say.
Well, what's important is activism. People have got to get active. The time for talk is over. Put your knowledge into physical action now. We've got to approach this system head on. And we've got to go for the root. We've got to stop hacking at the branches. We've got to go for the root cause. Yeah. And we've got to find what it is that's going to empower the community. But most important, people have to act. And that's same as then. I mean, that's what's so exciting about this is the way we can connect everybody, and we can help them realize that they're not alone in this. This is actually the greatest opportunity we've ever had. I've said that so often on the air. It's the greatest opportunity for freedom we've ever had in human history. Mm-hmm. And all we have to do is get motivated and realize that it's up to us to actually act. There's no good joining a group and waiting for a newsletter. Yeah. You've got to join something that's going to motivate yourself into action by connecting with the people around you. And Full Circle Project, it's almost like in a soundbite, you can say the Full Circle Project is a project to bring humanity back to their natural state of abundance by empowering the community, empowering the individual into positive action that's actually going to make a difference, and using a common spearhead approach that you can link all the different movements up to.
Yeah.
So that's what we're trying to accomplish here.
No, it sounds...
You know, it's interesting, Sean. Sorry, people, a lot of people, they think of activism as like, they're trying to change everything all at once on their shoulders. And really, all it is we each fulfill our part. And the rest will happen. We can't carry the whole thing. So many people give up thinking, what difference can I make? And that's, seeing this as this giant thing, and how am I going to chip away and roll this immovable rock. But when people realize that the power is just them changing, them doing what they can do, that's the key. And then everything else falls into place. But without us doing our individual part, we don't even need to think about the rest of it.
No, and Zen, you're dead right with what you've been saying about people are waking up as well. I mean, I've been getting out there. I'm quite an outrageous character. I have been all my life when I'm out there. And years ago, you know, people would walk out of the room if I walked into it, or people would avoid me, hop into a shop. They don't want to hear my shite, right? And now it's getting to the stage where other people are bringing up conversations that I need to join into. Do you know, I'm thinking, wow, I'm in a shop and I overhear a conversation. I think, hey, wow, are you really talking about that? Can I join in this?
Yeah, it's good. It's really good. It's happening everywhere, brother. It's happening everywhere. Yeah. And what we've got to do with this as well, like even looking at it and saying, Zen and I and Ule, we're not leading this. We're not the leaders of this project or anything. We're trying to create a mechanism which kind of makes us redundant. Once it's up and running, it's a self-running thing. You know, there are no leaders in it. It's about grass fires. So that's a really important thing. It's something that hopefully will motivate people, you know, because they realize that they can make a difference. We're not here to lead them. They have to lead themselves. If people aren't prepared to lead themselves and take positive action out of this mess, we're not going to get anywhere.
Absolutely. Let's all be leaders. Let's all be leaders. Let's not be led.
Exactly. So that's what we're trying to provide with this. And I think it's got huge potential. Like everybody that I've spoken to about it is really excited about it. So I think it's got a massive way forward through this.
Brilliant. So I've put up the links to all of your individual websites. So, you know, www.lightonconspiracy.com. www.thecrowhouse.com and www.zengardner.com. Now, have they all got links straight into the Full Circle Project, or has that got a standalone website?
It's got a standalone website, but it's still being constructed and finalised. The whole project will be launched properly, hopefully by the end of June. There is, you can go to the Full Circle website now, and you can sign up to the Community Connector. The website is fullcircleproject.net, but it's just in a very basic form at the moment. Basically, when you go to the website, the only option is to sign up for the Community Connector. But that's a good thing anyway.
Yeah.
You need to sign up to this and get motivated, find people in your local community. But we want to put a front end on the site that's going to explain Full Circle Project a little bit and provide a workable forum there for people, some intro videos and things just to let people know what it's all about, and then provide the vehicle. And the vehicle will also contain options of how to set up your little circles in your groups mm-hmm. and stuff. If you need that, we can have a structured way you can do this, or you can just drive straight into the Community Connector and find people in your area and get together and work things out on the ground yourself. So it's going to be very organic, but it's going to be a way of everybody linking everybody else up together and finding support groups within their local community yes. and local environment, because that's a really big thing.
And if they're not there, let's start them. Let's start those groups, you know.
Let's start them. Let's mm. put it out. Let's get the word out to people. And you can do it by just putting this meme in their mind, just getting this idea that there is action we can take. We don't have to just talk about this. There is positive action we can take if we can link our communities up together. I mean, you can join an online community, an online group, which is leading towards forming a group on the ground in your area. But we want to really try to keep it offline, like the Community Connector. You're not going to have people coming there and hanging around the website. You kind of go there, you set up your connections and you link with people, and then you have meetings in your own community and you take hands-on action on the ground in your own community. But do it with a common focus.
Yes.
We all need to have this focal point by which we can attack the system right at its throat. We've really got to go for the throat.
And do you really think we should be attacking the system, or should we just be creating our own and ignoring their system?
Well, confronting it, okay. calling it out for what it is, asking the right questions, that's yes. attacking it.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, okay. what we do, Sean, this is attacking the system. Even doing this show is attacking the system.
It is, of course. Fair play to us.
But, you know, all we're doing is talking about it. We need to have a workable mechanism that's going to confront it on its own ground and make it step back. And that's what we're trying to do with this. But we need the strength of numbers, so we need to be able to link people up and connect people. And all the emails and all the feedback I get from people over the years is this problem that they're alone and they feel lost and they've got all this information. Who can I talk to? So we want to be able to link all of these people up together. And even the groups that have got their focus on whatever it is, the whaling or the CSG or whatever, help them to stop addressing the symptom and start going for the throat, going for the root cause, by realizing that all of these different symptoms that people are finding, they've all got a common cause, and that's where you have to make your focus. Otherwise, the symptom's never going to go away.
No, absolutely. No, that's dead right, because one of the biggest frustrations I have is when I grew up in England and I'm looking at Friends of the Earth, and I got involved with Greenpeace and various other groups that were out there doing actions, and they were doing actions, and they were quite incredible actions, some of them. Very brave, very, very good people doing them. but the thing is, they were all sort of separate. They were all doing their own thing and their own little individual thing, when in fact, if they followed the money in pretty much each of their campaigns, or most of their campaigns anyway, they would get to the same, well, the head of the snake, as you were calling it earlier, do you know? And really, we all need to say, hang on a second, let's go for that. Because we wouldn't need these campaigns if we got rid of that, because those things wouldn't happen. We wouldn't have psychopaths in power who want to frack and drill and wreck our planet.
Totally true. And listen, do you know, when people say to me, but what can I do? I have no power. I'm just an ordinary guy or woman or whatever. But there's one thing that I love that I think is very, very symbolic. It's the domino effect. Mm-hmm. You know, most people think that a domino effect, that you have one domino that can knock over a domino piece the same size. But it's not true, because a domino brick can knock over one that is 1.5 its own size if it's put into movement. Mm-hmm. And so if you start with a domino brick, I've seen this done, at least part of it. If we start with one that is 1 millimeter thick and 5 millimeter high, that is the size of half a fingernail, mm-hmm. that knocks over one that is, it's one that is 1.5 its own size, that knocks over one that is 1.5 its own size, and so on. In 29 steps, starting with that 1 millimeter piece, it will knock over the Empire State Building.
Okay.
Well, so don't underestimate the power of a strong soul.
Yes, the power of the domino effect even. I mean,